Hi, good morning. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kuf Hey. Again, it's Elisha Graf subbing for Rabbi Leibowitz, who will be winging his way back from California tonight, hopefully, weather permitting, and hopefully back for the shiur tomorrow morning. So we will pick up on Kuf Dal and Amud Beis towards the end of line, eight lines up from the bottom. It says, Mi Minon. The first word on that line is Tam. So the Gemara today is going to first talk about who counted. We have a list in the Mishnah, right? There were three kings and four commoners who we are told in the Mishnah do not have a chelek in Olam Haba. The Gemara is going to inquire, who made this list? Why aren't other people on the list? And then we're going to focus on some of the commoners who don't have a chelek in Olam Haba. Today's daf is going to focus predominantly on Bilam. We'll learn a couple of interesting and some unsavory things about Bilam. And on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk, a famous Gemara, about the time at which, the time during the day, the fleeting moment at which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, how Bilam tried to capitalize on that, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure not to get angry, and ultimately, at the end of the daf, hopefully we'll get to it, it talks about how all of the klolos that Bilam sought to place on Klal Yisrael actually turned to brachos. So the Gemara, again, it's about eight lines up from the bottom, Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, says, Mi Minon. So who counted? Who made this list in the Mishnah? So Amar Ravashi, Anshei Knesset HaGdola Minon. It was Anshei Knesset HaGdola who made the list, and Rashi explained that they made the list with Ruach HaKodesh. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Bikshu Od Limnasecha. They wanted to add somebody else to the list. Who's the other person who they wanted to add to the list? So if you look in Rashi, Rashi says, Od Echad Shlomo. They wanted to add Shlomo HaMelech. So we saw already 2 days ago that Shlomo HaMelech, it says at the end of his lifetime, that Vayas HaRab Enei Hashem, that he did something bad. There's a machlokas whether he was Obed Avodah Zarah, whether he permitted his wives to be Obed Avodah Zarah, whatever it is, Shlomo at the end of his life in particular was somewhat of a controversial figure, so the Anshei Knesset HaGdola wanted to add him to this list. So, Bod Muzdukno Shel Aviv, however, the likeness of David HaMelech came, V'nishtaka Lefneim, and prostrated itself in front of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, V'lo Shkicha Aleha. So, can you imagine the likeness of David HaMelech comes to the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, pleading with them not to add Shlomo HaMelech to the list, and they are not of a mind to listen to David HaMelech. They want to ignore him. Now, Ba'esh min Hashemayim v'licha esh b'saf soleim. So then a heavenly fire comes down and starts, the flames start licking at the benches on which the Anshei Knesset HaGdola are sitting. And again, they don't pay any attention to it. Yatza baskol v'yamra lahem. So a baskol comes out and says to the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, Chazisa ish mahir b'malachto. Have you ever seen a person as diligent in his malacha? Lefnei malachim yisyatzev, bal yisyatzev lefnei chashuchim. Such a person who is so diligent in his malacha, the Gemara is going to explain in a second what malacha that is, he is worthy of sitting in the presence of kings, in other words, in Olam Haba, and not in the presence of darkened people, not in the presence of sinners in Gehenim. So what does this mean? So Misha Hikdim Beisi LeBeiso, a person, Shlomo HaMelech, who placed an emphasis on building my house, the Beis HaMikdash, over building his house. He prioritized me over himself. But he expedited the building of my house so that it actually took him only 7 years to build the Beis HaMikdash, whereas it took him 13 years to build his house. So he should sit in the presence of kings. He shouldn't sit in the presence of Rishon in Gehenim. Now, even though the Baskol came and said this, the Anshei Knesset HaGdola still did not listen to the Baskol. They wanted to add Shlomo HaMelech to the list. So Yatza Baskol v'yam, and the Baskol then came out and said, "Ame amcha yishalmenu kimiyasta ki ata tivcha v'lo ani." Are you guys, the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, now going to be making determinations as to who gets Olam Haba, who gets Gehenim? And it's not going to be me. It's not going to be me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, it has to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Baskol came with that taina, then they finally agreed to drop the initiative to add Shlomo HaMelech to the list. That's why he is off the list, which is good to be off the list, obviously. The Gemara now says three lines up, Dorshe Rishumos Hayu Omrim. The Dorshe Rishumos used to say, now who are the Dorshe Rishumos? So the Rashi explains that it's Dorshe Psukim, that it's people, the Rabbanon, who would darsh the Psukim, because what we're going to bring now is a Pasuk from which the Rabbanon are going to be Doresh, that even the kings that we mention in in the Mishnah actually do have a chelik in Olam Haba. So that's the Dorshe Rishumos, the way Rashi explains. And there's another interpretation brought down that the name of Rav Tzadok HaKohen, who says that the Dorshe Rishumos are those who try to find even a spark of goodness in everybody, and therefore even in the hearts of all these wicked people whose acts we've been describing over the past couple of days and over the past couple of weeks, they try to be melamed zchus somehow and see how even these bad people can find their way into Olam Haba. But whoever they were, the Dorshe Rishumos Sayomrim Kulam Bam Olam Haba, everybody came into Olam Haba. Shenemar, Li Gilad, Veli Menashe Ephraim, Moz Roshi, Yehuda Mechokaki. It's Li Gilad, Veli Menashe Ephraim, Moz Roshi. Ephraim is my stronghold, Yehuda Mechokaki, Yehuda is my lawgiver, Moav Siorachzi, Moav is my wash basin, Al Edom Ashlich Nali, on Edom I will cast my lock, Alai Peleshes Hisroai. And the Peleshes and the Philistines will have a friendship with me. What in the world does this mean, and how do we figure out that from this pasuk, it's a remez that everybody gets a chelik in Olam Haba? So Li Gilad Ze Achav, Li, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying is Li, it's mine, meaning that he has some sort of tfisa with me because he's in Olam Haba. Ze Achav Shenafal Baramos Gilad, it's Achav whose downfall came in Ramos Gilad, that's why he's referred to as Gilad. Menashe Kemashmo, Menashe is the most simple one because it's written in the pasuk explicitly. Ephraim Ma'oz Roshi, Ephraim is my stronghold. Ze Yeravam Dekasi Ephraim. This is Yeravam, one of the other evil kings mentioned in the Mishnah, who came from Shevet Ephraim. Yehuda Mechokaki, Yehuda's Mechokaki is my lawgiver. Ze Achitofel Dekasi Meyuda. This is Achitofel, David's rival, who came from Yehuda. Moav Sirachzi, Moav is my wash basin. Ze Gechazi, this is Gechazi, Shelok Aliske Rechitza, who received Saras. Aliske Rechitza and the Maisa with Elisha that Rashi brings down here. Al Edom Ashlech Nali, on Edom I will cast my lock or my shoe, depending on how you want to explain the pasuk. Ze Doeg Edomi, this is Doeg. This is Doeg Edomi, and the Marsha explains that Nali doesn't mean lock the way we translated it initially, but it means shoe. Why? Because Doeg's ashes were scattered all over Beis HaKnesses, and David walked all over his ashes, and that embarrassment of having David literally trample over his ashes was enough to serve as a kapara, and that's why Doeg then ultimately merited Olam Haba, because he had his kapara with his maisa of David walking on his ashes. And it's the same thing the Marshal explains that we just said earlier by Gechazi, who was afflicted with tzaras, that it was the tzaras and the suffering that he experienced here in this world that paved the way for him to enter Olam Haba. So the last reference in this pasuk was Alai Peleshes Yisroai, that the Philistines will have a friendship with me. So Amar Malachi Ashoris L'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Malachi Ashoris said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom, Im Yavo David Shaharek Es HaPlishti, V'Horesh Es Banecha Gat. If David HaMelech, who killed Goliath, and who paved the way for your children to take over the city of Gath, Ma'ata Oselo. So what are you going to do with him? So Omar, so and you're going to put David and Doeg and Achitofel, all these rivals in Olam Haba together? How's that going to work out? It's going to be pretty awkward. So Omar Lem, Alai Lasosan Reim Zelazes. I says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, leave it to me that I am going to have to make them friends with one another. So what am I going to do in order to make sure that both of them could go in Olam Haba? I'm going to ease the tension. I'm going to find a way to make them friends. So the Yad Ramah just explains that's the end of this pasuk, where the Dorshe Rishumos or Doresh, and they try to be Malamed Zchus on all of these other people who they claim actually got Olam Haba, notwithstanding that they're mentioned in the Mishnah. But the Halacha, for what it's worth, is as we say in the Mishnah, and the three kings and the four commoners referenced in the Mishnah do not have a chelek in Olam Haba. Okay, so says the Gemara now, this is going to be a bridge to what we learn about Bilam. So Madua Shovava Amazei Yerushalayim Meshuva Nitzachas. How rebellious this nation is who lives in Yerushalayim, they persistently rebel. So what does it mean that they persistently rebel? It has a connotation that they're so stubborn, they don't listen to reason, and they keep pushing the envelope no matter how far, and even when it appears that they ought to stop. That a persistent rebellion, a persistent answer, the Bnei Yisrael gave to the Navi Zechariah. So Amar Lem Navi Yisrael. So the Navi Zechariah said to the Bnei Yisrael, Chizru b'tshuva, you should be chozer b'tshuva. You should do tshuva. Avoseichem shechatu heichanheim. Your forefathers who sinned, where are they? They're dead, obviously. Being dead is not a good thing. Therefore, in order to avoid dying, you should try to do tshuva. So the people responded, Unaviyakam Shalocha to Hechanim. So the Bnei Yisrael said to Zechariah, oh yeah, and the Nevi'im who came before you, who did not do bad acts, who did not do Averus, who rather did a lot of mitzvahs, where are they? They're also dead. So you're telling me that if I do tshuva, I'm not going to die? Everybody's going to die. So this is a ridiculous claim. Shenemar Avaseichem Ayehem, Unaviyim Hala Olam Yichyu. Where are your forefathers, and will your Nevi'im actually last forever? Samar lehem chizru vahodu. But say he said to them, you should do tshuva and you should be modesh. And emar ach divrei v'chuki asher tzivisias avdi anaviim. But no matter what Zechariah was telling the Bnei Yisrael, they kept on having responses to him. Shmuel amar bo asor bnei yodam v'yoshva lefanav. That 10 people came and sat before the Navi Yecheskel. And Amar Lahem, and Yecheskel said to them, Chizru b'tshuva, you guys should do tshuva. So Amar Lo, so they said to him, Evet shamachru rabo v'isha shagir shabala klum yesh lazel zeh klum. If a master frees a servant, or if a woman divorces, or if a man divorces her husband, if a woman divorces her husband, do they have any tainus on each other? In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us over to Nebuchadnezzar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed Nebuchadnezzar to conquer us, and therefore it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is relinquishing all of his entitlement over Klal Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom, and he's relinquishing any right to say that we should follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word, because he gave up on us. Zamar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Navi, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Navi Yechezkel, Lechem Arlehem, Eza Sefer Krisa, so it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Navi, go tell Klal Yisrael, where's the get? If you claim that we're spouses who divorce each other, where's the get? Where's the bill of divorce? If you claim that that I've given you over to my creditor, to Nebuchadnezzar, to allow him to do whatever he wants to do with you, where is the creditor to whom I gave you? Where's the obligation? Where's the promissory note? There's no evidence that I gave you over to anybody. Hein bavonoseichem nimchartem uveshachachem uvefishachem sholcha imchem. Rather, you were sold because of your sins, and through your iniquities, your mother sent you away. And that's why, it's not that I've abandoned all hope, it's not like I've relinquished any claim. You deserve this punishment of having Nebuchadnezzar conquer you because of all the bad that you did, but if you chozer b'tshuva, you can reverse all that, you can erase all that. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever refer to David Avdi and Nebuchadnezzar Avdi? David was one of the heroes of the Jewish people. Nebuchadnezzar is one of the arch rivals of the Jewish people. How's it possible that both David and Nebuchadnezzar are called the Avadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So it says the Gemara, Golev Yedul of Neimi Shama Vraya Olam, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew, Sha'asidim Yisrael Lomar Kach, that ultimately the Bnei Yisrael would say, Eved Shamachro Rabo, that if a master sells his Eved, then does the master have any claim to the Eved any longer? Therefore, Lefichah Chiktim HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Koro Avdo. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu preempted and called Nebuchadnezzar as Eved. So what good does that do, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Nebuchadnezzar as Eved? So we know that Eved Shekana Nechasim, if an Eved is Kona Nechasim from somebody else, Eved Lami, Nechasim Lami. Who does the Eved belong to? Who do the Nechasim belong to? So the Nechasim, who the Eved is Kone, belong to the ultimate master. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Nebuchadnezzar his Eved, so that when the Bnei Yisrael would come with a Taina and say, you sold us to somebody else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, yes, I sold you to another one of my Avadim. And somebody you sold to another one of my Avadim still ultimately and derivatively belongs to me. The Gemara continues darshaning another pasuk. V'ha'ola al ruchachem, and should it pass on your mind, hayalo tia asheratim omrim nia kegayim emishpachas arzos l'shareis eitz ve'even, that you're going to try to be like the people whose land you're inhabiting. You're going to try to worship avodah zarah. Chayani num Hashem Elokim im lo biyad chazaka v'zroan atuyu uvechema shefucha emloch aleichem. You know, you'll see that I am going to rule over you with an outstretched arm and with an outpoured fury. I'm going to rule on you. So Rav Nachman kol ki ritcha lirtach rachmana lan vilifrukinan v'yasru lamishpat elakav yarunu. That it's amazing this amount of anger that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pour on us. Yet he's going to redeem us. He's going to chastise us, but then he's going to instruct us what to do. In other words, yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to get really, really upset, but ultimately he's going to take us back. So the Navi said to the Bnei Yisrael, so you should be chozer b'tshuva. Amar lo, so they said to him, ein anu yicholim, we're not able to. Why? Yetzahara shalot banu. Because our Yetzahara is telling us to go worship Avodah Zarah. It's not us, it's not our fault, it's our Yetzahara's fault. So Amar lahem, yisru yitzreichem. He said, you should conquer, you should chastise your Yetzahara. So Amar lo, they said to him, elokav yarunu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was instructing our Yetzahara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is instructing our Yetzahara what to do. So, and the Yad Ramah just points out the obvious, that obviously this Taina was betoz. This is a faulty claim. You can't hide behind your Averis and say the Yetzahara told me to do it, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every one of us Bechira Chafshis, and we all have the ability to either follow a Yetzahara or to not follow the Yetzahara. So the Navi was telling the Bnei Yisrael, you should not follow the Yetzahara, you should not listen to the Yetzahara. They claimed that they had no choice but to listen. They were wrong, so ultimately they succumbed and they were punished for the Averis that they did. Okay, so that explains how the Bnei Yisrael of that generation were so impetuous, they kept arguing and coming with claims and counterclaims and further claims. Okay, now we're going to talk about Bilam a little bit. So the last skinny line. So Arba Adyotos, there were four Adyotos mentioned in the Mishnah who don't have a chelek in Olam Haba: Bilam, Vidoeg, Vachitofel, Vegechazi. So the Bilam, we're going to darshan his name. Bila means Bala'am. So what's Bala'am? Rashi explains, She'ein lo chelak im am. He doesn't have a chelak with any... He doesn't have a chelak with any nation. And the Aruch explains that it doesn't mean he doesn't have a chelak with any nation. Obviously, he comes from a nation. What it means is Bala'am means he has no chelak with the Jewish nation. He has no chelak with the real, with the choice am, in that he doesn't have any chelak in Olam Haba. Davar acher, Bilam, Shebala'am, that he, it's not that it's below, it's that he confused the nation of Klal Yisrael. Why? Because he entrapped them with the plague when they were over on Znus, and 24,000 people ultimately wound up dying. So what does it mean, Ben Ba'ar? So it means Sheba al Bi'ir, that he committed bestiality with his donkey. Satana hu Ba'ar, hu Kushan Rishatayim. So Ba'ar is the same person as Kushan Rishatayim, hu Lavan Arami. It's the same person as Lavan Arami. Ba'ar Sheba al Bi'ir. Ba'ar is called Ba'ar because he had a bia with his donkey. Kushan Rishatayim d'avdi shtei Rishayos b'Yisrael, because he tried to make two Rishayos in Klal Yisrael. He tried to perpetrate two evils on Klal Yisrael. Echa b'mei Yaakov v'echa b'mei Shvot HaShoftim, one in the days of Shvot HaShoftim, one in the days of Yaakov. U'mashmo Lavan Arami shmo. What's his name? His name is Lavan Arami. The Mefarshim explained that it doesn't mean that Bilam was actually Lavan Arami, that these were actually the same people. It means that they all came be'etza achas. They all tried to entrap and ensnare Klal Yisrael and try to get them to violate Avodah Zarah and to do other terrible averas. Says the Gemara now, Ksiv ben Ba'ar, Ksiv beno Ba'ar. It says Bilam is ben Ba'ar, but then it also implies in the pasuk that Ba'ar was Bilam's son. So was Ba'ar Bilam's father or his son? So Amar Rav Yochanan Aviv Haya, Aviv Benohu Lo Benavias. It was his father. However, his father was secondary to Bilam in his power of Nevias. In other words, it was Bilam Ben Ba'ar, but when the Pasuk is referring to Bilam's prophetic powers, it says Beno Ba'ar because Bilam was greater than his father in his abilities as a prophet. Bilamu Delo Asi La'amad Asi. So it's mashma that Bilam is one who is not going to come into Olam Haba. Ha'achrini yasu. So however, others are going to come into Olam Haba. Some money. So who's some astisa money? So who's our Mishnah like? So our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yeshua. He the Tanya, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Yeshuvu Rishon Lishola. Kol goyim shikhe elokim yeshuvu rasham lishola elu posha Yisrael kol goyim shikhe elohim ela ovde kochavim. That Rabbi Lazar Shita is that all ovde kochavim and those of Klal Yisrael who are sinners will not go into Olam Haba. However, our Mishnah, which says that Bilam, who's a guy, obviously, is not going to go into Olam Haba, it's mashma that other Ovdei Kachavim besides Bilam will go into Olam Haba. So that's against Rabbi Lezer, because Rabbi Lezer says that all Goyim will not have a chelik in Olam Haba, divrei Rabbi Lezer. So Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, the chinemar b'chol Goyim, does it say that all Goyim won't go into Olam Haba? Lo nemar, ela kol goyim shikhei elokim ela yeshuvu rasham lishola maninu. How does Rabbi Yeshua darshan the pasuk that yeshuvu rasham lishola? Who is that? who is that? Kol goyim shikhei elokim. That all goyim who forget Hakadosh Baruch Hu, those are the people who are not going into Olam Haba. In other words, Rabbi Yeshua says that this isn't referring to two separate people. It's not that the rishei klal Yisrael and all goyim will not go into Olam Haba. It means that all those who do evil, and who are those? People in Klal Yisrael and people in the Umas Olam who do Averos will not go into Olam Haba. So generally speaking, Goyim can get Olam Haba. However, certain really bad guys mentioned in our Mishnah, they do not get Olam Haba. Now, says the Gemara, even Bilam alluded to the fact that he was not going to get Olam Haba. V'af osa Rasha nasan simen ba'atzmo. And even that Rasha, even Bilam a Rasha, gave a simen to himself. Because, what did he say? Amar tamos nafshi mos yisharim. So it says, tamos nafshi mos yisharim. So it's a double lashon of maves. So im tamos nafshi mos yisharim te'achrisi kamohu. That if I die a natural death, then te'achrisi kamohu. Then let my end be like the end of the Bnei Yisrael. In other words, let me get into Olam Haba. V'im lav, however, if I don't die a natural death, what's called a mos yisharim, then hinni olech la'ami, then I'm going to go on my own. And I'm going to go and not get Olam Haba. And we know ultimately Bilam died at the hand of a sword. Bilam died an unnatural death. He was murdered. And therefore, since he didn't die a natural death, Bilam himself prognosticated that he was not going to get Olam Haba. Rather, he was going to go with his nation and he was not going to get Olam Haba. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter, Vayilkadu ziknei Moav, ziknei Midyan. Satana, Midyan u Moav, lo hayilam shalom e'olam. So the Gemara says, very important to realize how powerful hatred is, or a common hatred, because Moav and Midyan never had peace among them ever in history. So Mashal, l'shnei klavim shayu be'eder, it's like there were two dogs who were in a flock, they were guarding the sheep in a flock, v'yitzuvim zelazen, these dogs were hostile to one another, they hated each other. However, Bazev Alechad, however, then a wolf came and started attacking one of the dogs. So Amara Echad, so the other dog said to itself, Im Eini Ozro, if I don't help the other dog, Hayom Are Goso, Ulamachar Baalai. Today the wolf is going to kill the other dog. Tomorrow the wolf is going to come and is going to try to kill me. So Al Khushneyam Vahargu Azev. So the two dogs banded together and then they pooled their resources and they were able to kill the wolf. So, and that's what Moav and Midyan did. Moav and Midyan hated with each other, but they were both rivals to Bnei Yisrael. And what they realized was alone that they wouldn't be able to defeat Bnei Yisrael. So they joined forces together and hoped that through the joining together, they would be able to defeat Bnei Yisrael. So I'm Rapapa. So says Rapapa, Hainid Amri Inche. That's the mushal that people say, Karkushta Vishunra, a weasel and a cat, of the Ilula. They make a wedding feast, Misrabe Debish Gada, with a fat of an unlucky with a fat of an unlucky worm. V'yashvu, so in other words, that also these the weasel and the cat are apparently also rivals. So I guess if you lived in that time, you knew this. So the weasel and the cat were also rivals. However, they would ultimately get together to defeat a common enemy. So that's what Moav and Midyan did. Vayeshvu Sori Moav and Bilam. However, it talks that Bilam goes out, and then the Sori Moav return with Bilam, but the Sori Midian are not mentioned in the Pasuk. Says the Gemara, Vesori Midian Lehechanazel. So where did the Sori Midian go? At first, when they went out, the Sori Moav and the Sori Midian were with Bilam. Now they're coming back, and it's only the Sori Moav, it's not the Sori Midian. So it says, Kivan Damarlu, Lina Poa Laila, Vashivosi Eschem Dovar, Amar Klum Yeshav, Sisona Esbeno. When Bilam requested permission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to curse the Bnei Yisrael, and the Sori Midian saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what, let me sleep on it, and I'll give you an answer in the morning. So the Sori Midian realized, can it really be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell Bilam that he should curse Klal Yisrael? Is there really a father who hates his son that much? No, it's impossible, so we give up hope, we're just going to leave. So I'm Rav Nachman, but this shows that if you're going to be a mechutzav, then it helps even when you're dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because Meikarach Siv Lo Sei Lechimam. At first HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Bilam, don't go with them. Ulupsov Siv Kum Lechitam. And in the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? You're just aggravating me so much. Fine, go with them. So if you have the chutzpah to ask and ask and ask and keep asking, ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu may capitulate as well. He may give you permission to go. Says the Gemara of Eiter, Amrav Sheshes, Chutzpah Malchusa below Tagehi. Chutzpah is a king without a crown. Techsiv Anochi Ayom Rach, I am weak today, Umashuach Melech, Vanashem Eila B'nei Tzruya, Kashemi Menu. And these people who are Mechutzavim are stronger than me. So Amrav Yochanan, Bilam Chiger Baraglo Echadaya. Bilam was apparently a real Nebuch. He was lame in one leg. He was a cripple. Shenemar Vayelech Shefi, because he was limping. Shimshon, we know, was such a gibar, who was such a strong person. B'shtei Raglav, Shimshon was actually a cripple in both of his legs. Shenemar Shfifon Alai Orech, that he's a Hanoshech Ikve Sus. He slithers along like a snake who then bites at the heels of a sus. So Bilam Sumabachas Meinavai, in addition to being limp in addition to limping and being lame in one leg, Bilam was also blind in one eye. Shenemar Shesuma Ayin, it says that he had one eye that was open, and meaning that one eye was closed, because he was only opening one eye because his other eye was blind. Kosein ba Masohaya, adding to his talents, he used to perform sorcery with his male organ. Ksiv Acha, it says over here, Nofel Ugluye Nayim. Ksiv Asam, Vine Hama Nofel Alamita. When it talks about the prophecy that Bilam used, or the sorcery that Bilam used to do, it refers to him in the Lashon of Nofel. And how does Nofel mean that he would do sorcery with his Aver? Because by Haman it says, Vine Hama Nofel Alamita. That Haman, when Esther revealed herself, fell onto the bed. And we know that Achashverosh came into the room, and Achashverosh thought that Haman was doing what? Haman was trying to be Boel Esther. And that's why I said, Agam lichvosh es amalka imi babayis. So if by Haman the word nofel means sexual relations, so too over here by Bilam, the fact that it says nofel means he was doing something with that Aver. And so he was doing sorcery with his Aver Zachros. Okay. So says the Gemara of Eiter, two lines up, Itmar Marzutra Amar Kosein Ba Masohaya, he would do a sorcery with his Aver. Mar Bered Ravina Amar Sheba Alasono. No, the reason that it says Nofel is because Nofel, yes, is Mashma Tashmish, but Bilam actually was Boel's donkey, as we saw. Mandi Amar Kosein Ba Masohaya, the Mandi Amar says that he did sorcery with his Aver. Kedamran, we explained the Pasuk as we just said. Mandi Amar Boel Asono Haya, and the Mandi Amar says that he was Boel his donkey. Ksivacha Karashachav, It says over here, Kara Shachav, the Lashon of Shechiva, the Ksiv Asam, Bein Ragleha, Kara Nafal Shachav. And it says, when mentioning what Yael did to Sisra in order to entrap him, and she had Tashmish with him to weaken him, and then ultimately she killed him, it uses the same Lashon of Kara and Shachav. So we see that he had relations with his donkey. V'yadeh das Elyon. And it says about Bilam, first line on Kufayim Abayz, that he knew the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Hashla das behemto lo aveyada, das Elyon aveyada. So can it really be that he didn't even know how to contend with his donkey, but he knew how to contend with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How could that be? So my das behemto, so what does it mean that he doesn't know the das of his donkey? So from the following Maisa, the Amar Lei, that the Sarei Moav said to him, my time Elo Rechav to Susei, Bilam, you're such an important guy, Why are you riding a lowly donkey? Why don't you ride on a horse like every important guy? So Amar Lehu, Shadai La Baritva, oh, my horse is just out, it's grazing. So Amar Le, so the donkey says, Temalo Anochi Asonecha, how can you say that your horses are out grazing? I'm your donkey, who you always ride on. So then Bilam says, yeah, Latina Balma, and I don't really ride on you, I use you to carry my packages. So Asher Rechavta Alai, so says the donkey, no, it means Asher Rechavta Alai. Sakroi Bialma, no, I only ride on you periodically. The donkey says, no, you ride on me you always ride on me. V'lo'od, and not only that, not only do you always ride on me, but I serve as your partner for these things at night. And it says by David HaMelech vati lo so chenes, that towards the end of David HaMelech's life he was very weak, and therefore they brought women to stay in bed with him to keep him warm. So the lashon of so chenes haskein hiskanti means that they gave he had relations with his donkey. Telemai viyadea das elyon. So what does it mean viyadea das elyon? Sheyadea lekavein osa shasha kadosh baruch hu kois. But it doesn't mean that he was that smart and he knew how to outsmart everybody, because he couldn't even outsmart his donkey. What it means is that he knew how to calculate the time during the day at which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. V'hainu d'kamar le'navi Yisrael, and that's why the Navi said to the Bnei Yisrael, Ami zachar na ma'yoatz balak melech Moav, uma ana oso bilam ben ba'or min ha'shitim v'yadigigol l'man das tzidkas Hashem. So in other words, you should just remember what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for you in the times of Bilam, to remember to know the tzidkas of Hashem. My l'man das tzidkas Hashem, what does it mean to know the tzidkas of Hashem? Amar lema HaKadosh Baruch Hu li'Yisrael, du'una kama tzidkas Hashem. You should know how many tzidkas I did with you in the days of Bilam. Shalo ka'asti kol osan ayamim b'mei Bilam ha-Rasha. That I never got angry in the days of Bilam ha-Rasha. Shalo mole ka'asti kol osan ayamim. Because had I ever gotten angry during those days, lo nishtayim esanayim shal Yisrael soru depalit. Nobody would be left from Klal Yisrael, because he knew how to calculate when I would get angry. He would utter a curse at exactly that time, and nobody would be left from Klal Yisrael. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole time that Bilam was out there, he never got angry. Hainu Zukamar Le Bilam, and that's what Bilam says to Balak. What do you want from me that I was not able to curse the Bnei Yisrael? Ma Ekov Lo Kavakel. That it means that Osana Yamim Lo Zoam Hashem. That those days HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get angry, and because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get angry, Bilam was never able to effectively curse the Bnei Yisrael. Says the Gemara Vayter about this time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, Kel Zoyim B'chol Yom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day. V'kama Zamo, and how much is his anger? Rega. It's a minute. Shenemar ki rega ba'apo chayim bertsono. Iba seima, others say, lechami ba b'chadarecha v'sagar dal sosecha ba'adcha chavi kema'at. Hide for a moment, rega al yavar zam. So, and hide for a moment while HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's moment of anger during the day is only a moment. So Amos Ratach, so when does he get angry? B'tlashoy Kamaisa. It's at some point during the first 3 hours of the day. Ki chivra karbalta detarnagolta, when the comb of a rooster pales. Kol shaita v'shaita nami chivra. So says the Gemara, what do you mean? The comb of a rooster is always pale. So says the Gemara, no. Kol shaita v'shaita ispe surike sumki, hu shaita lespe surike sumki. Usually the comb of a rooster is pale, but it has some red streaks. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry is during the first 3 hours of the day, when the comb of the rooster is so pale that it has no red streaks altogether. How mina Davi b'shevavusa de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? There was a certain apikores who lived in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and he used to torment him. Davi kavinsar le, he used to bother him all the time. Yomachad nuket tarnagolta. One day Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi took a tarnagol v'asar labachare, and he tied it to the leg of his bed v'osev, and he sat there and he said, Amar kimata ushaita. I'm going to stare at the comb of the rooster, and when the comb of the rooster pales and loses even its red streak, I'm going to go curse him. Alatie, I'm going to curse him. Kimata hushaita. Sure enough, when that moment came, Nimnam Rabbi Shua ben Levi was sleeping. He napped. He dozed. So Amar Shmamino Lavaruchara. So he said, it appears that it's not really Derech Eretz to try to use the moment of anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this way. Dechsev, gam enosh letzadik lo tov. Afilu b'mini lo. So, afilu b'mini loy boy l'nameymar hachi. Even for minim, even for apikarsim, I'm not supposed to do this. I'm not supposed to try to utilize the moment of anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to try to do this. So, says the Gemara. Tana mishmei the Rebbe Meir. In a time when the sun is shining, and the malachim put their crowns on their heads, and they bow down to the chama, they bow down to the sun, so they're worshiping the sun. Miyad koes, immediately HaKadosh Baruch Hu is koes. Vayakam Bilam aboker, that Bilam got up in the morning, vayachvush as hasono, and he saddled his donkey. Tazanim yishumra b'shimim ben elazar, ava mevatela shura shel gedolim. How do we know that ava, that a feeling of love, is mevatel, the shura is mevatel, the natural order, even for gedolim? That in other words, that ava will enable, if a person feels a sense of love, he'll degrade himself and do something that's perhaps beneath his station in life because of his love for the person that he's doing it for. That we know from Avram. Dechsev v'yashkem Avram baboker. That Avram got up in the morning, v'yachvosh es asono, and Avram saddled his donkey. Now Avram was a great person. Is it the derech of a great person like Avram Avinu to saddle his donkey? No, but he did it because of the ava. Sinah mevatel shura. Sinah mevatel shura shel gedula. And how do we know that sinah, hatred, is mevatel shura shel gedula? Me Bilam, shenemar v'yakam Bilam aboker v'yachvosh es asono. That Bilam got up in the morning, he was so psyched to curse the Bnei Yisrael that he saddled his donkey himself. Bilam also was a great person. He was a navi for the Yumas Olam. It was beneath his dignity to be saddling his donkey himself. Yet he did so because not only love, but also hatred is mevatel es hashura. I'm Rav Yehuda Marav. Liolam yasuk on the Torah mitzvah. Afilu shelo lishma. A person should be osik the Torah mitzvah shelo lishma. Should be tok shelo lishma balishma. Because even if he first does mitzvah of shelo lishma, ultimately it's going to come to be lishma. She beschar arba v'shtayim karbanos. She hikriv balak. Because in the schar of the 42 karbanos that Balak brought, zocha v'yatzim mimena rus. He was zocha that rus ultimately issued from him. And it says over here that mem beis karbonos ben parim le'elim zayin parim v'zayin elim gimel pamim aray mem beis ben parim ve'elim. So if you look in the parsha of in the parsha over there, so every time he would be va'iva mizbechos and he would bring parim and elim. So he brought 42 karbonos ultimately, and therefore he was ocha that rus issued from him. Samar of Yosi Barhuna. Rus bito shel Eglon, that Rus is the daughter of Eglon, ben beno shel Balak, the granddaughter of Balak, Melech Moav. And not really the granddaughter, but it means, not really the granddaughter, Lavdavka, but rather she came from Balak. So I'm a Rava Larabba Barmari, Ksiv Yitav Elokim es Shem Shlomo Mishmecha. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to David HaMelech, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells David HaMelech that I'm going to raise Shlomo's name to be greater than yours, the Yigdal es Kiso Mekisacha, and he is going to be even a greater king than you. So says the Gemara, Orach Ara Lememra Hachi Lamalka, Orach Ara Lememra Le Lamalka Hachi. Is it really Derech Eretz to talk to a king like this, that he's going to David HaMelech and saying, your son Shlomo is going to be better than you and greater than you, and is that really nice? Samar Lei Me'ein Kamrat. No, it doesn't mean that they're going to be greater. It means that they're going to be equivalent. De'i lo tema achi, because if you don't say this, Taborcha minoshim Yael Asher Eshes Chaver Akeni minoshim ba'oel. So it means that Yael Eshes Chaver Akeni is going to be better may noshim ba'oel. So who are the noshim ba'oel? So Taborch noshim ba'oel. So noshim ba'oel my ninu. So Sarah Rivka Rachel Valeya. So Orach Ara Lameim Rahachi. So is it okay? Is it acceptable to say that Yael is going to be greater than Sarah Rivka Rachel and Leah? So Ella may ain't kamar. Hachanami may ain't kamar. No, it doesn't mean that they're going to be greater. It means that that they're going to be equivalent. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling David that Shlomo HaMelech is not going to be greater than him necessarily, rather he's going to reach the same stature as him. Now, the fact that a person would be offended if they were told that their son is going to be greater than them, that is subject to a dispute itself. Upligid Rav Yosef Barchuni. Tam Rav Yosef Barchuni, b'chol adam miskana, a person is jealous over everybody, chutz mi b'no v'talmido, except for his son and his Talmud. B'no mishlomo. We know that a person is not mekane on his son from Shlomo HaMelech, because here HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David that Shlomo was going to be greater than him, and David was happy. He wasn't upset because a person isn't jealous of his son. B'talmido, and how do you know that a person is not jealous of his Talmud? Yibosema v'yihina pishnayim baruchacha eloi. So that Eliyahu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Eliyahu that Elisha is going to be a greater Navi than him, but it was okay because Elio was Elisha's Rebbe, and he was happy with the fact that he was going to surpass his status. That we see that when Moshe transitioned the leadership over to Yeshua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you should lean your hand on him, but Moshe leaned two hands on him because Moshe was so excited to confer his greatness, his power on Yeshua, that he was excited to have his Talmud surpass him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put something in Bilam's mouth. So what was it in Bilam's mouth? Rabbi Elazar Amar Malach, that he put a Malach in his mouth, that whenever Bilam wanted to say something by way of a curse, the Malach would just speak and it would be Divrei Bracha. Rabbi Yonasan Amar Chacha, it was a hook. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mibirchaso Shalosha Rasha, and it was a hook. In other words, when Bilam wanted to utter a curse, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulled on the hook and prevented his tongue from moving, so he wasn't able to speak. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mibirchaso Shalosha Rasha, Atalamed Mahaya Balibo, that from the Bracha that he gave Klal Yisrael, we see what curses he actually wanted to give Klal Yisrael. He wanted to say that they wouldn't have Bate Knesias and Bate Midrashos. Therefore, instead, he said, Matovo Alecha Yaakov. Lotish Rashchina Alechem. And he wanted to say that the Shechina shouldn't rest on them, but instead, he said, Umishkenesacha Yisrael. Lote Malchusan Imshachas. He wanted to say that their Malchus should not continue. Kanachalam Nitayu. It should flow like the spring water. Loye Lem Zaysim Akramim. He wanted them to not have vineyards and olive fields, and it says kiganos alainar. But instead, he spoke about the gardens that they would have on the riverbanks. Loye Recha Nodeif, he wanted them not to be acceptable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they should not find favor on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, but instead it says Kaholim Nata Hashem, that they're like the oil, they're like the aloe tree, they're very fragrant and pleasant. Loye Elam Lachim Balei Koma, they should not have kings who are strong and of great stature, but instead he said Ka'arozim Aleimayim, like the tall cedars that grow near the water. Lo yela melech ben melech, they should not have a succession of kings, one king giving birth to another king. Yizal mayim edolyo, that the water should come from the pail. In other words, it pours from the pail, it's continuous. Lo te malchus on shaletes beumos, they should not exercise power over the umos olam, but instead he said, vizaru b'mayim rabim. Lo te aza malchusan, their malchus should not be strong. Vayare me agag malchuso, but their malchus will be stronger than agag, is what he said. Lote emas malchus, they should not have the lote emas malchusan, they should not be feared. However, instead he said vatinase malchuso, and their malchus will be exalted. So Amar Rebbe Abba Bar Kana, Kulam Chazru L'Klala. So Bilam wanted to curse Klal Yisrael in a fantastic way, in a major way, but because of the malach or the hook that was in his mouth, all of these turned into a bracha. However, all of these brachos ultimately turned back into a klala later in history, chutz mibate knesius and mibate midrashos, except for the klala that he wanted Klal Yisrael to be devoid of bate knesius and bate midrashos, shenemar, as it says, vayefach Hashem Elokecha lecha es haklala lebracha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to turn the klala into a bracha, ki ahevcha Hashem Elokecha, that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you, klala velo klalos. So in other words, one klala we're guaranteed will never turn it back into a klala. One klala turned into a bracha will never turn back into a klala. The other klalos, they turned into a bracha temporarily, but ultimately they will be destined to turn back into klalos. All right, so Rabbi Leibowitz is back tomorrow, God willing, he'll pick up three lines up from the bottom. Thank you.